We had an idea, you know, of his availability for a little while. And it's funny, really, you know, that he's, you know, one of the positions or two or three of the positions he can play in, but one gets suspended, you know. So it's great from our perspective. And like I say, the experience doesn't always become available when you want it. Thankfully, you know, it has been, and we feel that it could go into the team and be fairly seamless.
What are you getting then?
Experience, you're getting talent, you're getting a lad who can play a number of positions, you're getting a hungry player who's, you know, he's desperate to play football at the moment. He's not played much at all, you know, this season in particular, and wanting to do really well, you know, and I think we can only benefit from that.
What's your understanding of his situation at Leicester?
Other than not, you know, they want him to go out and play games. You know, it is a shot window for himself. There's no doubt about that. Maybe it is for Leicester. If things go well, then we benefit from that. You know, if it's short term, it's short term. If it's long term, then it's long term. You know, I think we'll have to address that as we go along. But there's certainly, you know, one thing that's in both, well, three areas or three favours and two clubs and himself is the willingness to do well. You know, and I think that in that respect, we can all benefit from that.
Have you asked the question about what happens after the month?
No, I have not, no.
But no. Financially, if you wanted to do it, could you do it?
I think we'll address that when we find us in that position to do that.
We touched earlier on about Flynn and Doyle. The appeals obviously didn't go the way you wanted them to. What's your reaction to that now?
Disappointment. I said at the time, I think the referee plays a key role in it. You know, and, you know, obviously from that perspective, the key role has been played. We haven't got it. I'm very disappointed with that, particularly on Michael Doyle's sending off. I thought we had a very, very, very good case from that perspective, you know. But you need the referee's understanding and a little bit of humility to make it to say that you've made a mistake. We haven't had that, so we have to adhere to the decision that's gone against us. I'm not pleased about it, but you move on.
What about team news? Is Kitson fit, for example, this weekend?
He's fit, yeah. Whether he'll be available to us in the team or the squad, I should say, we'll wait until tomorrow. We'll have a good look at him tomorrow. But he is available.
And the Pemberton situation, I know we asked you at Scunthorpe. You said it was being dealt with by the powers that be, but we're still not any clearer as to where his future is. Do you know?
I think John's the best one to ask that. I think that he knows, you know, that's his situation far better than I do. I'm understanding that obviously he's not at the club anymore. So we'll just wait and see what happens. But I think if you're better speaking really to John, if I'm quite honest, it's his personal area and not something that's anything to do with me to have a comment on.
Does that give you a problem, the fact that he's gone?
No.
No plans to replace him?
As I say, it's not my area, it's the academy. You know, it's a different entity, quite honestly, from the first team or the professional side of it. So, you know, that's where I think you've got to get your answers from, quite honestly.